This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I've been talking about. This is why there is no way football is going to go away. Look at this frenzy with the Mayweather-McGregor fight. I mean, people are going ape crazy, and they are spending a lot of money. I tell you, you know, this Mayweather-McGregor fight is a cool idea, and I've met Mayweather, good guy. He's a good fighter. I gotta tell you, he's good. And, you know, the problem is, and again, I live in Vegas. Okay, so this is where it's happening. The T-Mobile Arena, you know, the city is just going like berserk. Okay, you thought we were all excited because we were gonna get an NFL football team. I mean, you should have seen us when we got hockey, but nothing was more crazy than that Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. Remember a few years back? The problem that happened with that Mayweather-Pacquiao fight was it was such a dud. It was supposed to be, what, the fight of the century. Nobody maybe broke a sweat, all right? There was maybe just a little bit of blood. Not that I want to see blood and mayhem and, you know, Rocky-style face disfigurement, but for people thinking that fight was going to be the fight of the century. I think it like drew like what 4.5 million pay-per-view buys. I mean, it was supposed to be, you know, the fight to watch. It was a dud. I don't think, you know, there was a lot of calls that, oh, it's fake. I just think there was some pre-planning, like, look, let's not touch a face. Let's not hurt each other really bad. And so people were ticked off. They were furious. Now, Mayweather went into retirement. I forgot about this. I think a couple years ago, he had a fight against Andre Berto. And I forgot about that. And I guess those ticket sales, or those pay-per-view buys, we should say, was about 500,000. Nothing like the 4.4 million with the Pacquiao fight. So, you know, people were going, nah, nah, you know, we're done with Mayweather fights. Well, not the true Mayweather fans, but everybody else going, nah, I'm not going to get caught up in that frenzy. I mean, remember the Tyson fights. In a minute, they'd be over. You're like, whoa, 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 I paid for this? Now, I've never actually gone to a fight. It's exciting, from what I understand. And I need to. I don't know why I haven't. Maybe it's because I don't want to spend the money. Maybe it's because I know, you could see better on TV. But one day I'll go to a fight, because I like that stuff. I just love the adrenaline and the testosterone. I just love it. I love it. But I guess very, very smart. They're putting, as you guys have probably already heard, right, the biggest name in combat sports, right, UFC champion McGregor up against Mayweather. McGregor doesn't box, right? Mayweather boxes, but he's not an MMA fighter. And so when you put the two together, this is going to make for a good show. So people are going just, you know, and this is what people want. You know, we talk about football and concussions and parents pulling their kids out and, you know, what's going to happen to the future of the NFL. I don't think anything's going to happen to the future of the NFL because this is what people want to see. And there's people out there that want to be a Mayweather, want to be a McGregor. They want to be a Dak Prescott or an Ezekiel Elliott or a Derek Carr. You know, they want to be idolized. And they have no problem putting their health on the line to do that. I mean, boxers, they get major head injuries. But, you know, it's not going to stop, you know, the frenzy. And it's not going to stop the money that's going into this. So from what we understand, this is going crazy. I mean, you know, even I was going to go to some of these places. Wait till you hear some of the prices. Okay, if you want to check this out. Okay, so I live in Vegas. Okay. there's a bunch of different bars, and there's actually a ballroom at some of the hotels. At MGM, I could spend $150 if I wanted to, but that doesn't include food, drink. I could drop $150 to go to a hotel to watch this. All right, the Mirage, the Mirage is charging $300, but that includes $150 food and beverage credit. Again, I don't really want to spend that kind of money. Mandalay Bay, the Foundation Room, which, by the way, is nice. The Foundation Room is gorgeous because you have the view of the city. Foundation Room, $300, but it includes $150 food and beverage credit. So basically, you get to eat and drink, and then, but doesn't include tip. Got a tip also. And then $150 to watch the fight. Now, I got to tell you, if you're going to drop $100 for the pay-per-view, because the pay-per-view price is about $100. Oh, get this. I think there's a free buffet. Hold on a second. Yeah, at Sophia's, there is a buffet, a $30 drink credit. You get a table buffet and drinks for $300. There's a lot of, I don't want to call them nudie bars. There's gentlemen clubs. You can watch a fight at gentlemen's clubs, like Sapphire, Treasures. So there's a lot of people watching the fight there. Ooh, Twin Peaks, Hooters. Okay, does that blow your mind? There's all this talk of, oh, you know, we treat women poorly. We need to treat them as equal. And, you know, we need to not insult and promote stereotypes and no gender bias. But I got to tell you, some of the most popular chains out there are still Hooters and Twin Peaks. And but for some reason, that's okay. You know, having ladies dressed up in short shorts and tight T-shirts, right, is absolutely fine. There's no problem there. Or cheerleaders, NFL cheerleaders. But when it comes to no, we can't, it's so hypocritical. I just don't get it. All right. Well, no, I can't work at Hooters. I tried. Problem is, Double D, they're like, you got to still serve the food. I mean, where's the tray of food going to be? Okay, so I couldn't work at Hooters. But I did, I tried. So, people are dropping bucks. We'll see. Wouldn't be surprised if people are disappointed when you build up all this hype. And again, the media is probably the most powerful entity, in the world. Yeah, I mean, the media made this a big frenzy. People are like, really, Mayweather's coming out of retirement again? Yeah, is it going to be another flop? No, they knew how to build this up. So, we'll see what happens, but this is what people want. So contact sports and blood, that's going to stay. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. Buysellmakeoffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so quickly, where are we with Hurricane Harvey? It is continuing to intensify. They say this is going to be the strongest hurricane to strike the United States in 12 years, making landfall Friday night near Corpus Christi. There has been currently a voluntary evacuation notice. We're finding out that people, even hundreds of miles away, are leaving Dodge, you know, getting out of Dodge. Yeah, and, you know, you're like, why? You know, if they're really inland, you know, what's the issue? Well, right now, we have two choices for this hurricane: to just keep making landfall and go deeper and deeper into Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. Okay, anyway, or it stays along the coast, hovers along the coast, gets some extra, you know, juice, you know, drops a whole bunch more as it goes towards east towards Louisiana, and you have coastal people wanting to go inland, and so having crowds of people coming into your neck of the woods. Yeah, maybe good for business, but there's a lot of people saying, you know what, why don't I leave? Maybe Airbnb my place. So I'm not sure what's going on, but a lot of people are leaving, and I think it's a good idea. You know, we're, you know, a week away from Labor Day weekend. You know, start early. I mean, here's the thing. If you guys get off work, here's my thing. I don't know how you do it with the evacuation. You know, it's very easy for me to say, guys, get the hell out. Just, you know, bounce. Very easy for me to say. But, you know, your kids are in school. You know, if you have management that does not want you to take off, you know, I mean, luckily with GCN, they're like, really, Dahlia's going to go off air for a little bit? They're like, woo-hoo, woo-hoo, bonus, yee-haw. You know, so they're happy. So if I have to take off because of an evacuation, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so if we ever have to evacuate for a hurricane, who knows, right? You know, although I got to tell you, you know what I'm worried about living in Las Vegas? We have a very peaked, sharply peaked mountain called Sunrise Mountain. And I'm looking at that sucker, and I wouldn't be surprised if it decides to volcano one day. Now, I don't think we're having any volcanic seismic activity and earthquake-type activity or any sort of inclination that would happen. But every time I drive near that Sunrise Mountain, I am looking at that peak, and it just looks like something that's going to want to pop like a zit. And so I'm just a little nervous about that. So there may be, God forbid, the time where I have to evacuate Las Vegas, not because of a hurricane or because of a horrible snowstorm or nor'easter coming here to Southwest United States, but because of a volcano. And if that's the case, I'm hoping GCN says, yeah, we'll give you, you know, a day off. I'm sure they will. They're like, Dahlia, please just take months off, okay? Please. All right, so where are we right now? The Gulf of Mexico, Harvey winds reached 110 miles per hour. Wait, did I predict this? Do you guys remember my show when I was talking about the hurricanes? We were going through the names. I remember I was freaked out about Hurricane Gert. But remember I went through each name and I said, this makes me nervous. This one doesn't. You know, Ophelia, I wouldn't be surprised if she packed a punch. But did I say Hurricane Harvey? I could swear I said Hurricane Harvey could be a bad one. Huh, I need to find that replay. I want to find out, because if that's the case, I could predict hurricanes. Oh, just based on their name and how they sounded. Yeah, I know. If they're a Hurricane Dahlia, if it was Hurricane Dahlia, it would probably zigzag, run in circles, right? The eyes would be very googly, and it would probably keep wanting to go to the right, even though the winds were trying to push it to the left, but still want to just steer right, right, right. That would be, my hurricane. Anyway, so the National Hurricane Center projects a storm to intensify even further, going to top winds of 120 miles per hour. It's going to be the first Category 3 hurricane to hit the United States since Wilma in 2005. Wilma. That's right, because Katrina was after that. Well, who names these? I know who names these hurricanes, but Wilma? Wasn't Wilma on the Flintstones? So apparently this started out as a tropical depression in the Western Gulf. They think it is going to stall on the coast, and it may even go back offshore over the course of several days. It could bounce and tushy bump the whole coast there. And when you look at the satellite images, it's phenomenal to look at. Scary, scary stuff. So, people were saying in the news, they were interviewing people in the news going, they always say it's going to be bad, it's bad. You know, and, you know, we were joking about it, and we leave, and then it wasn't that bad. You know, I remember last year, I was telling my cousin in South Florida to, you know, get the step in and bounce, and, you know, she's like, no, we're going to be fine. And they were. She said, I'm looking at the sun right now. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But on the news, I'm watching red. I'm seeing all this red. You know, what's that? She's like, I don't know, maybe there's a fire nearby, but it's not us. We're fine. We did not have to evacuate. So, you know, the National Weather Service, as well as government entities, they need to be very, very careful about the evacuation call. You know, I was hearing somebody, I don't know what station it was, going, why aren't they telling people to evacuate? This was like a couple days ago. And I'm like, why not? Well, because if you have Corpus Christi or Galveston evacuate, and then it, you know, decides to, you know, go, you know, beeline more towards up Houston, and Corpus Christi people didn't have to evacuate, it cost a lot of money. And once you call an evacuation that didn't need to happen, People are going to be very reluctant for the next evacuation. It's that boy who cried wolf. Speaking of which, you know the story of boy who cried wolf? Did that boy get a butt whooping after that? You guys remember the story? I don't know, some kid was supposed to watch the sheep, you know, and all the, you know, herdsmen and villagers said, all right, look, I think we have to go to some fiesta or something, so you let us know if there's a wolf and we'll come running. And I guess the kid got bored, so he goes, wolf, and everybody comes running, and he's like, surprise, they're like, yo, go on, no, don't do that, all right. So he's watching the sheep, and all of a sudden he goes, wolf, and everybody's like, oh, no, there's a wolf, everybody goes, you know, knives and pitchforks and all that, and no, there's no wolf. See, nobody whooped this guy's butt. I would have actually substituted him out. Okay, why did they leave that kid? So then finally a wolf comes, and the wolf comes to eat the sheep. And the wolf eats all the sheep, and he's screaming, wolf, wolf, wolf. And they're like, nah, this kid's being stupid. We're not going to fall for that again. And the wolf eats all the sheep. Now, actually, I don't know if the kid... Did the kid die in it? Did the kid get eaten by the wolf? Maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's why we never knew what happened to the kid. Maybe the kid got eaten by the wolf. Why would the wolf just go after the sheep and not the kid? No, because the kid ran down to tell everybody. Nobody would believe. Okay, so the kid was okay. Whew! You know, because that's a story that we tell. Was it Aesop's Fables? I don't know. But, that story really, unfortunately, makes the people who didn't listen suffer the most because they lost their whole flock. So they got suckered twice, and they lost their whole flock. So the moral to that is the people who are at the most risk to lose are the people themselves. They're screwed if they don't listen to the evacuation, and they screwed if they listen to the evacuation, and they, left for no reason. So what's the moral of the story? Well, the moral of the story is, look, if you're tired of this, do I evacuate, do I not, do I stay, or do I go, I would just come out to Las Vegas. I mean, Las Vegas, it's great out here. We really don't have hurricanes. I think the last, downpouring of any sort of water happened on the day that we wanted to see the solar eclipse. So with the exception of, you know, getting our panties all up in a bunch, it's a great place to live. All right. Houston, by the way, is the nation's fourth largest city. Did you guys realize how big Houston is? Houston is the nation's fourth largest city, headquarters for U.S. oil and gas industry. So they are concerned that all the rain and the inches and the flooding could affect our oil production. So if some of you guys are heading to the gas stations, right, going, well, you know, for travel, those of you in other parts of the country, you might want to, load up on some gas, right? No, just, bring some gas tanks to the gas station, fill up just in case prices seem to go up for a little bit. So we're looking at streams, creeks, canals, ditches may become raging rivers, flood control system and barriers may become stressed. Traffic did flow in an orderly fashion out of Corpus Christi, so that's good. The American Red Cross is mobilizing staff from across the country. For those of you who want to help, start donating some blood. All right, remember, people in those areas are not going to be donating blood, so Texas hospitals are going to need blood, especially if, God forbid, there are any accidents or catastrophes from these floods. So donate blood. You could donate to the American Red Cross. God bless you guys for wanting to help. And let's pray that this hurricane doesn't kill anybody. 1-877 Doc Deli.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I just found out one of my husband's family members had a heart attack while he was driving. Passed away, was in an accident. Passed away from the heart attack, I believe. I'm not sure what happened with the accident, so I apologize. I'm just getting this news now. I'm going to find out, but that's heartbreaking. He was in his 50s. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's just, I don't know about you guys, but I'm hearing more and more people pass away. People that you know, people that were young, you know, in your, you know, just, you just think of them as, you know, a lot younger. I met him 20 years ago at our wedding. Crazy, crazy stuff. Jay Thomas, actor on Murphy Brown and Cheers, has died. You know, Jerry Lewis passed away. John Hurd. We're losing a lot of stars. Do you guys remember Eddie Lebeque on Cheers? That was Jay Thomas. He also was a radio personality, too. He was
I think one of the obnoxious reporters in Murphy Brown won two Emmy Awards. He died at his home Thursday in Santa Barbara, California. He was 69 years old, according to his agent, Don Buchwald. The cause was cancer. He was also in Work in Mindy. I forgot about that. And so, wow, just it's a shame. Not sure what type of cancer. So, unfortunately, he passed away. He was only 69. All right. And bad news for a lot of people. Aetna has revealed apparently a lot of data, personal data, from HIV patients. When earlier this month mailings were sent and information was revealed through a large window on the front of the envelope. I am looking through the window of this envelope. You see it says Aetna. You see it has the name of the dear so-and-so. The purpose of this letter is to advise you of the option. And then you can't see the other half of the thing. Aetna Health Plan, when filling prescription for HIV, see, medicine. Which means if anybody accidentally got that letter, could look, they could see the name, and they could see Aetna is talking to them about their HIV medication. The top of the letter sent to patients July 28th, according to an image taken of the envelope, shows the patient's name, address, claim number, options available to them under their health plan to fill their HIV medication prescriptions. The Legal Action Center, LAC, and the AIDS Law Project of Pennsylvania said in a cease and desist letter to Aetna that the insurer mailed the letters to customers taking medications for HIV treatment and to those taking a medication that helps people prevent getting HIV, probably Truvada. In the legal organizations under Aetna, the groups demanded that the insurer change its mailing practices to ensure that this gross breach of privacy and confidentiality never reoccurs. Okay, and you know what's happening? That's a cutting corner move right there. Insurance companies used to have a piece of blank paper. They used to have the address, and the address was on a blank piece of paper. And then encased within that folded piece of paper was the actual letter. So that tells me that somebody decided not to pay for that extra piece of paper that's supposed to be on the outside, that's supposed to encase and just have the return address. This is such a cluster. So Legal Action Center, the AIDS Law Project of Pennsylvania, claimed that Aetna patients reported that their family members and neighbors learned of their use of HIV medications because the information was visible to anyone who handled the envelope. Aetna began notifying customers of the breach in letters this week and released a statement Thursday that the company is reviewing the matter. The company said this type of mistake is unacceptable. We sincerely apologize to those affected by a mailing issue that inadvertently exposed the personal health information of some Aetna members. Now, the other thing that could happen is maybe they did have that extra piece of paper, and the person responsible for making the envelopes forgot or was lazy. One person could have been the result of this, and this is going to be very detrimental to Aetna's image and even more detrimental to the 12,000 people that got these envelopes. Patients who were affected live in Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., according to this letter. And this is exactly what a lot of us fear. And I don't know if some computers or now, you know, I don't know if copiers or machines can actually, you know, mail the letters themselves. I believe that we still have to hand stuff them. I don't think we have machinery that, you know, will make your, you know, letters or envelopes for you. But, you know, there's just no privacy. And, you know, if people are thinking, you know, oh my gosh, you know, we just have to hope that, you know, an insurance company doesn't do this mail issue. No, you know, look beyond that. Somebody was handling your letter. Somebody made a decision to send letters to all these people on a list. When you have a medical diagnosis, your doctor is not the only person that sees it. The nurse, the front desk,
custodial crew, you know, and other crews should not. They're supposed to sign HIPAA forms to make sure that they don't go into the, you know, that they don't go into the, you know, charts, et cetera. You know, otherwise they could get fired, which is why you should have cameras in the place. But not only does, you know, your little network there, but now, you know, your IT people, the people running your software. And then, lo and behold, wherever, you know, that claim goes to that has, you know, your illness. And why can't the code be viral illness? And for your particular viral illness, you want to be on a certain medication. No, because insurance companies won't pay. The only way they'll pay is if they have the correct code. So if they don't get the correct code, the insurance company calls the doctor. We need a code. All right, they want us to pay for these antiviral medications. Unless the patient has HIV, we can't pay for them. All right, I'll tell the doctor. Dr. Smith, yeah, what? For that patient, Bob, the insurance company doesn't want to pay for the HIV medication. Well, why not? Well, because they need a code. Okay, now, in our office, we kind of stopped this. I was like, look, just put whatever you need on a message on my desk, all right, so that I could read it and I could address it. But look at how many people are involved in the conversation. Now Dr. Smith says, oh, this is ridiculous. I'm going to get on the phone with them. So he gets on the phone with them, and somebody answers the phone over there at the insurance company. Hi, I'm Dr. Smith. I need to talk to somebody about my patient. Well, who's your patient? Well, my patient is Bob so-and-so. All right, what's going on with Bob? Well, he has HIV, and I need the medication paid for. Well, let me send you to the right department. Thank you. Next department. I have a patient. What's the patient's name? Bob so-and-so. What's this regarding? His HIV medications. Oh, I don't handle that. Hold on. You see what I mean? And you guys don't believe me? This is the type of stuff that happens. Now let's say they go, all right, we approve the HIV medication. Okay, Bob's good. Hey, guys, Bob's good. Good, because Mary wanted to know that we took care of this because she has lots of patients calling worrying about HIV medication. If it got approved with Bob, then can we tell her that usually we could go ahead and, yeah, tell everybody that who are the people that need the HIV? Here. All right. Well, let's send a letter to them. Okay, who do we send the letter to? Well, here's a list. We'll make a list of all the people, how to get their HIV medications. All right, well, I need the list, but I'm going to need help. We have a lot of people that, you know, that we have to send this to. Well, why don't you get a whole crew, and you guys send all these letters out. There's no privacy. You guys see what I'm saying? There's no privacy. So you have to be prepared that whatever you get diagnosed with is going to be up for discussion among people within insurance companies, which is why I really don't want insurance companies, A, knowing your diagnosis or be involved. So why do you think HIV is so underdiagnosed? Because people don't want a record of it. They don't want the lab having your name with a big, you know, diagnosis on it. They don't want an insurance company to know you're in the system. You got in the system? 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So according to a study last week in the Lancet Infectious Disease, men who contract Zika virus will have lower sperm counts for 1 to 2 months after infection. So not only does Zika affect the neurological health of the baby, but it could also affect men's sperm. The longitudinal study followed 15 French male volunteers who provided semen samples, of course they did, for 4 months following Zika virus diagnosis. The French are awesome when it comes to that. They aren't embarrassed. They're like, yeah, sure, whatever. It's good. Oui. I love the French. I really do. Anyway, and they provided semen samples for 4 months following a Zika virus diagnosis. Researchers tested sperm counts as well as Zika RNA and seminal fluid blood in urine. On average, the men's sperm counts plummeted from 119 million spermatozoa
on day 7 post-infection to 45.2 million by day 30. On day 60, the average sperm count rose to 70 million spermatozoa. Total sperm count generally increased back to normal levels by day 120. You see how nature does things? You see how nature wants to make sure that you don't impregnate anybody while you're sick with Zika? So just luck of the draw, the sperm count goes down. Now, previous studies said that the Zika virus RNA, genetic material, has been detected in seminal fluid for up to 188 days post-infection. Now, a study last week came out saying, nah, it's not that long. We looked at 12 subjects, and it only was in there for a few weeks. I would still go with this 188 number, because just in case those 12 subjects, I still would, you know, I would err on the side of caution, okay? I'd go with a more conservative number. But I guess 11 men had at least one Zika virus RNA-positive seminal plasma or semen sample on day 7. If you have a list, but this is a very difficult story to get through. In semen samples alone, Zika virus RNA, what was it? Seashells by, somebody sells seashells by the seashore. I had to practice that all the time because of my S's. In semen samples alone, Zika virus RNA was found in 3 of 14 patients at day 7, 4 of 15 at day 11. I'm really lost by all these numbers. 4 of 15 at day 20. I don't know, they're talking about sperm. Blood was a much more likely source of the viral RNA, with 3 participants producing Zika-positive blood samples on day 120. So what does that mean? Well, it means Zika can get all the way deep, deep, deep into the male genital tract. That's what it means. And it could affect what's going on with your sperm production. Or it could be killing off sperm. So there was a commentary on the study by experts in the University of Padua in Italy. Well, absolutely. Now the Italians want to have commentary on this. So the French have no problem donating, right, their sperm. And then the Italians have commentary. It is really, there's no stereotypes. This just, you know, is kind of what happens. It's not, you know. The authors write that the current recommendation for men to abstain from sex or wear condoms for 6 months following Zika exposure is still useful, but semen likely loses infectivity after the first 2 to 3 months post-diagnosis. So you see, if you are less likely to be infectious after a few months, you know, luck of the draw, your sperm count will rise. Now, they say sexual transmission of Zika virus has been documented at 69 and 41 days after symptom onset. How did they figure that out? Well, because somebody got Zika who didn't get bit by a mosquito. I mean, I wouldn't even remember if I got bit by a mosquito or not. But they were living in an area where they weren't. But, you know, boyfriend got Zika. They had sex at maybe day 69. And stop the giggles. Look, this is what, anyway. So they had sex at day 69. And then then somebody contracted it. And they're like, okay, well, then maybe what happened is, you know, post-exposure, there was the, that many days was the incubation time. Or not even incubation, but the time that it still was able to float around and do what it needed to do. The rest, saliva testing, there was more Zika research news, apparently in the Journal of Dental Research, saying that peptides in saliva could be a quick way to diagnose Zika. So they looked at the saliva of a woman who contracted Zika while pregnant with twins. One was healthy, thank God, but one had microcephaly. Researchers were able to pinpoint specific proteins in her saliva that confirmed infection with the flavivirus. And remember, Zika is a flavivirus. Not very flavorful, but it's flavy. Like flavor. All right. Current blood tests can detect Zika RNA only 5 to 7 days after infection, but the saliva peptides could be tested for up to 9 months after infection. So, you know, less blood, less pain, easier test. So that's the latest on Zika. We'll keep you guys posted. All right. Now, apparently, we're not getting off our butts. They say 6 million middle-aged people take no exercise. Now, you see, that's not an American-sounding sentence. 6 million people, middle-aged people take no exercise. Okay? In America, the title of that article would be 6 million middle-aged people don't get off their butts. Anyway, Public Health England's research suggests a large number of adults do not walk for 10 minutes at a time, once a month even. And actually, this is coming out of England. So if 6 million middle-aged people in England are endangered, we're probably looking at about, 40 million Americans are in danger. And I can't tell you, there's a lot of people that just don't like to exercise. And I got to tell you something. So this is what I've been dealing with. Okay, you guys know I exercise. I do a mini workout in the mornings, and then at night I work out. You guys couldn't tell because my butt's still big, but I got some real solid muscle there. I really do. And I guess lately my leg has been going numb. And I'm like, oh, please tell me it's not a disc. Well, I think I might have irritated my psoas. Okay? And the psoas is a muscle that, if inflamed or spasming, could affect nerve root. Or I have a disc that I have, bothered. And so I'm trying to work out yesterday. At the 20-minute mark, I had to stop. I just couldn't handle it. My leg was going numb. Now, the reason why I'm all chipper today, even though I shouldn't be because I heard this news about our, distant cousin, but the reason why I'm a little bit on the chipper side is because I took an 800-milligram ibuprofen. Woohoo! And I should have taken that ibuprofen earlier today so I could exercise. Okay. No, I didn't take any narcotics. Not allowed to. You're not supposed to be taking a narcotic and going on air. Okay? Apparently you could do stupid things on air. And I need to be very lucid with all the, medical commentary that I give you guys. So I took this 800 milligram ibuprofen, and the numbness is going down, which means I'm probably decreasing the inflammation around the nerve. Now, I can't be on 800 milligram ibuprofen my whole life. That's going to eat up my stomach, hurt my kidneys, hurt my heart. But I do not like the fact that I had to stop my exercise. And so one thing I learned today is, true, there's a lot of people that don't want to exercise, but I think there's a lot of people that can't. And what you need to do is exercise the body parts that you can. So if you have medical issues that could be preventing you from exercising, then exercise other body parts. Even if it's sucking in your stomach, even if it's doing butt crunches, even if it's doing Kegels. Okay? So getting up off your butt, even if it's just 10 minutes a day, walk the dog. No, I don't want to walk the dog because then the dog poops and I got to clean up the poop. Good, that's exercise. The dog loves to go outside. The dog loves to sniff other people's butts. I don't want to walk outside because I don't like my weight. I don't want people to look at me. Look, if you keep walking outside, you won't be of your current weight. And then fine, walk in the house. Find the longest room, move furniture, and walk back and forth in the house. While you're watching TV, just walk back and forth. Or sit there and, lift some, weights. Little baby weights. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.